Scarcity of the hour. The Lord Jesus told us of a scarcity of one vital element as the day approaches. He told us that at the end of the age there would be a critical characteristic lacking. Jesus told us that there would be a lack of love in the body of Christ. He tells us in Matthew that the love of many shall grow cold. We discover that as evil multiplies, an icy coolness will replace genuine love. The wickedness in the world will cause many to lose all sense of gracious propriety. Although this is a verse that is directed to Israel, in the time of Jacob's trouble, Paul points out that a similar demise in loving kindness will pervade Christendom, and its infiltration into the church will discourage to a point of exhausted despair. This is both a sad and a shocking fact, and one that we need to examine carefully. This is not a love associated with the world. It is not what man considers to be love. This is godly love, pure love, unselfish love, agape love. This is the love given of God. The agape, godly love of Christ in many shall wax cold. Only believers are equipped with Christ's love. We alone have his love working in us. For it is only as Christ's love flows through us that his love can stream out to others. We have been commanded to love as I have loved, in the power of the Spirit. And the sad fact is that some Christians will betray and persecute their fellow believer, and a spirit of ungodliness is infiltrating many church organisations and pastors. The error of lawlessness has become entangled in many ministries and ministers, and many Christians are shocked to discover traitors and quislings in the flock, men and women who betray, gossip, deceive and beat their fellow workers. Christians eaten up with jealousy, factions, backbiting, alienation, bitterness. Many with an outward appearance of godliness are wolves in sheep's clothing, for the love of many will grow cold towards their fellows. And where love does not reign, faith morphs into unbelief. But Paul expressly warns us to shield ourselves from this end-time degeneration. Let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet the hope of salvation. And every piece of armour signifies the Lord Jesus. We are to be dressed with Christ. Living faith, divine love, and patient hope are the three essential garments of protection. This combination of faith, love, and hope is our essential protection from this evil day. Paul outlines how it is possible to be protected from the spirit of evil in a loveless day. Through the grace of God, we can be perfected in love and practical in our faith. Through the grace of God, we can love and trust and do exploits for the Lord. Through the grace of God, we can stand firm right up to the time of his return. For we must all guard against God's agape love in our hearts, wearing thin. Let us be like the Thessalonian believers, who Paul remembers with affection, for your work of faith, your labour of love, and your patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of our God and Father. And there can be no acceptable work of God in our lives that is not a work of faith. And there can be no work of faith which is not a labour of God's agape love in us. There can be no end-time endurance without the patience of hope resting on him.